Let's open the door and welcome into the studio Dr. Carlton Maxwell, our sports psychologist. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas. Good morning, Dr. Maxwell. Have a seat.
Good morning, kid. Good morning, dude. I have to see you. Good morning, dude.
Reaching for his coffee. Long sip of coffee. Are you
so
okay?
Good. I love my morning coffee. I have to have my morning coffee to wake up.
Of course.
Oh, my goodness. I have a 9 o'clock class, too, so we're getting short here.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to get in my Prius and zoom up to UTD.
It is
my favorite week in the NFL season.
What's that?
I love the bye week.
You do?
I love bye week.
Why do you love it?
I always discover so much about myself during bye week. Because I love the bye week because it gives teams a chance to retool their psychology.
Interesting.
Okay, extra and since, time. Yeah.
That's right. And this is the Cowboys' bye week, so we have really been working hard to retool their psychology.
Focus on the team.
What?
Well, that's the way you always say it.
No, that's the way David Gold used to say it back in the day. But yes, you know, this is the time when I, as the spirit psychologist for the Little Cubies, I have made them, you know, during this week, they all had to fill out a long self-assessment.
Okay.
And, because I noticed this team is full of negative self-talk. Negative self-talk.
Are they? Uh-huh.
Yes, and self-talk is self-fulfilling talk. If one talks to oneself in a way that one's self is receptive to hearing oneself, then one can become the self that oneself's own self. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Good God. What am I talking about?
You broke yourself.
Good Lord. But I've been having multiple sessions with all the major players right now and private communication with them, trying to help them get back in the mental game.
Okay.
And that's the problem, is their mental game is so off. You think their football game is bad. Mm-hmm. Their mental game is even worse.
No, that's terrible.
I can see that.
It's even worse. Dak is very insecure. With the football. A lot of interceptions. We gotta work on that. Look, Dak needs to be able to trust his receivers to run the right routes.
Mm-hmm.
And that trust has been broken. And we have a saying in therapy. Trust takes years to build, seconds to break, and forever to repair. So that's just a little something that we like to
that's
say.
That's what Dak's going through
right
now.
That's what Dak is going through. And the Cowboys don't have forever to repair the trust between receivers and quarterbacks. I mean, look, Jerry only has 4 years left tops. So,
we really need to get this done before
this team gets up under the auspices of Steven, who, despite his overly large head, has absolutely zero brains. I've been close to the organization. I know this.
You know this.
Yes. I mean, I look at Stephen Jones and go, how the hell did Gene vaginally birth him? Look at the size of that head. It is just huge. Anywho. And Micah Parsons has been on my couch, too.
Has he?
He was so worried that he would never regain his firm again.
His
firm.
His firm.
His farm.
His farm?
No, Furim! Furim! F-O-R-M!
His form!
Yes. In fact, he started making noise while he was on my couch, you know, confidentially. He started talking about becoming a full-time skateboard man podcaster instead of being a football guy. But I told him, I said, Mikey, you're just scared right now. This is all about, and you're tense too. So I gave him a shoulder massage and told him not to lose the faith. He was so tense in his shoulders and in his back and in his torso. It was so taut and it was so full of tense.
Dr. Maxwell!
The tension is releasing!
What are you doing?
Dr. Maxwell, please!
Wait, say, good morning.
Can you focus?
More coffee.
We're talking about the psychology of coming off a bye week.
Yes, and Brandon Aubrey, he came and laid down on my couch, didn't have a word to say. Totally fine. Everything's going
well.
He's charged him for the full 50 minutes, but only lasted 2 minutes.
Wow.
It was great. But I have some beaks. For you guys.
Some
I brought
what?
Some geeks for you. Geeks for you guys. That's right.
Some beaks.
This is wonderful. This is great. Everyone loves romance, don't they? I haven't done too many romance books, but this is a beautiful spiritual romance book. A book that Dak wrote about his new fiance. It's called Making a Connection, Something I Can't Do with Receivers. And it's beautiful.
Well, at least he's getting it out there. Yeah,
that's, I'll read that.
That's right. This is a good one here. It's called How to Lose Games and Your Entire Fan Base at Once. Jerry and Steven Jones.
Go wow. Why go would they write that
the
book?
Story of the 24th season.
This one is a hopeful tome. It's called... It's called Getting Back to the Super Bowl 2 Yards at a Time by Zeke Elliott.
Okay.
That's going to be hard to do.
That's a long way.
This one, I brought it for you, George, because I know that you love this gentleman. It's called Will This Please Just End Already by Mike McCarthy. He's just, at some He's point, you start begging for the executioner's axe, and that's where we find Mike McCarthy. This one by Mike Zimmer, it's called I Was Kidding About Wanting to Take This Job.
Kidding?
Yeah, he's totally kidding. Totally kidding. And this, I don't know if you guys are, you guys fans of aviation? I'm sensing that you guys are fans of aviation.
No real opinion.
Yeah. This is an illustrated guide to mid-90s gate agents by Jay Jones.
Okay.
With crude anatomical drawings by Jerry himself done on cocktail napkins throughout the years.
Yes, I do want to see that.
It's wonderful. I mean, look at this.
Yeah, that is something.
Wonderful. And then, and this one is a kind of a warning beak for you guys. It's called Firing Radio Host is the Only Thing I've Been Successful At in the Past 30 Years by Jerry Jones.
He's writing a lot this week.
Boy,
he is. Yes, that's right. He's not paying attention to Fit Meter.
No.
He's paying attention to reading me. Well,
thank you, Dr. Maxwell.
I gotta get up the Prius and zoom out of here.
There he goes. Dr. Carlton Maxwell.